Aujourd'hui, dans le spotlight des soirées week-end, ça me fait extrêmement plaisir de vous présenter un gars qui fait partie des artistes phares de notre station depuis nos tout débuts. Sur son plus récent album, il nous a offert des bombes telles que Not Over You, Soldier et la chanson-titre Sweeter. Il arrive le 15 octobre prochain avec un cinquième album en carrière qui portera le titre cette fois-ci de Make a Move, l'auteur, compositeur et interprète de New York, Gavin DeGraw.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, how are you?
How are you, man? I'm good, bro.
We're with Gavin DeGraw, that is releasing a fifth album, studio and career, within the next 2 weeks. It's going to be titled Make a Move. Gavin, first of all, thanks for being with us today. It's really appreciated. It seems like Sweeter has been like a real breakout, a breaker for you. How can you explain that?
Thank you, man. It's interesting. You know, every time you put out an album as an artist, you know, you're never really sure which direction it's going to take your career, you know. So it's, a lot of times it's a very, very anxious period of your life, you know. And when I put out Sweeter, which was my last album, I was wondering, okay, what's going to happen here? This could either be the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, or I'm going to be thinking, wow, I've really messed up here, and I'm not getting any traction, and I'm not furthering this thing, you know, I'm not furthering this project, and so what next, you know? And I think what happened with Sweeter, and the reason that it helped me so much is because I had attempted for the first time to be in a co-writing situation, whereas all my earlier albums I had spent writing them alone, strictly by myself. I put all the pressure on myself to do all of the songwriting, and so it was really a lot of pressure, and it was very, very draining in a lot of ways, you know. But when I tried the co-writing thing, particularly with Ryan Tedder, we really clicked with Not Over You, which I think that song really was solely responsible for affecting my career so positively. And when it was time to make this new album, I let everybody know that I had a great experience with co-writing, and I enjoyed the process of it, and I'd like to do it again. And this time I thought, well, why don't I just do the whole album co-writing versus only a few songs like Sweeter.
What actually clicked between you and Ryan Tedder? What do you like about his writing, his composing?
Well, I mean, what's not to like about his writing? I mean, he's very, very he's very melodic, and he has a great understanding of how to produce the songs once they're written as well, you know. And when I got together with him, we first got together in Nashville at a really wonderful studio called Blackbird Studios, owned by this guy named John McBride. Anyway, we got together there, and we had a writing session, you know. And we left there with the song Sweeter pretty much finished, which became the title track for the album. And then we felt that it went so well. We said, oh, well, let's get together again. And so he had just had a studio built out in Denver. He said, why don't you come out to Denver, you know, which I did. So we got out there, and he was sitting at the piano. He said, hey, man, I got this piano riff, you know, like, check this out, you know. And he said, and he'd get really excited, you know. He says, you know, bring this, you know, check this out. He goes, ding, 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 ding. What do you think? You know, he said. And I said, oh, man, that's great. You know, we can start there. And so we did. And about 2 days later, we had Not Over You. And we felt like we really had something. We felt like we had something very fresh, you know, very fresh, particularly for me, for my project, you know.
And actually, and so, on this album, you had "Not Over You," that was a really power hit. You talked you talked about "Sweeter," "Soldier" was really big too. Now, coming from that fourth album to the fifth, which is going to be released within the next two weeks, that's going to be called "Make a Move." What do your fan will hear different from "Sweeter" to "Make a Move"?
The main difference from "Sweeter" to "Make a Move" is that as far as the album is concerned, "Sweeter" was only, there were four co-writes on that, right? Two with Brian Tedder, two with Andrew Frampton, and I wrote the rest of the record alone. And I tend to sway towards mid-tempo type of songwriting, you know? Mm-hmm. That's just where I go when I'm alone writing songs. It's generally where I go. But when I decided to do co-writes for this entire record, that's really what changed it. So this album, it's, how many songs are on this album? 11 songs? There's 11 songs on here. The whole thing I wrote with different people, and literally every song I wrote with another writer at least. And so, for the most part, there's one other writer on every song, and that allowed this album to have a lot of different personalities invested in the songwriting, you know. So you're getting a lot of different types of characteristics on the songs that weren't there before, just because of the amount of personalities that are shining onto the tracks.
So
really made the album a lot more interesting.
Great. And so you picked "Make a Move" as a title. What does it mean for you? Why choosing that title?
Well, you know what? It's a funny thing because we spent so much time going back and forth on, you know, me talking to my friends and talking to people that I, you know, that helped me with my career and helped me choose direction and, you know, helped me figure out some of the directions that you want to go when you're trying to set up your next thing. And in a way, "Make a Move" kind of summed up even what we're doing when we're trying to select which direction to go with what we're going to do with the album, you know. So there are a few titles that we've thrown into the mix, and we like them all. Not all of them. We like some of them. And yet, when you're trying to pick a title, one of the things you don't want to do is make people run away from it, you know. So some of the concepts we came up with, like, oh, well, what is this song? What does this title mean? And not just what does it mean to me? What could it mean to the audience? And then you start looking at the title and going, how many different negative ways could this be perceived? And if it could be perceived too negatively, you know, you go, okay, well, that's a terrible title. So some of the titles you come up with, like, hey, that's cool, that's a cool song on the album, I like to feature that song on the album and have people go check it out. Well, sometimes if it's the title of an album, it might be a turnoff, you know, if they go check it out, you know. So it's, or a certain lyric, you know, that you think might be cool, but if separated from the rest of the content, may be perceived wrong. So I really like "Make a Move" because I felt like in some ways it could be perceived as either inspirational or kind of just, or motivational, or just or saying, okay, well, I like the groove of this song. I think the groove of this song is kind of a good way to be known right now as far as perception to the audience. I like kind of what this particular song stands for. It's a cool kind of love story. Without being cheesy, you know, it's cool. And so there's so many different ways that I was looking at the name and what it would mean and how it would represent the album, how it would indicate where I'm coming from on the album. So
and then,
many things that go into it.
And then "Make a Move" is now available in pre-sale on iTunes. It will be released on October 15th. How do you feel now? Are you excited about it?
I'm really excited, very anxious. I think every time an artist is coming out with a body of work, you know, that you've been really, you know, really hoping will be perceived well and received well. You know, I've been working out for pretty much straight for the last year. So I want, you know, I want it to be received well. I'm excited for people to hear, you know, my new body of work, you know, where I'm coming from and where, you know, where my head's at as a writer and as a musician, and hear this, you know, hear how the songs are being produced and mixed and the musicianship on the albums and stuff. And, you know, I'm excited for people to hear that stuff.
I couldn't wait for that album to be released, but now I'm getting pretty excited. So now there's going to be shows. I want to know, when are you coming in Quebec City?
Thank you so much. You know, I don't think I've ever played a show in Quebec, which is, you know, this is a shame on me moment for never having the opportunity or making the opportunity to get out there. This summer I was out on tour with a couple of bands, a couple of great guys, sets of great guys with Train and with The Script. And we had played a few dates in Canada, and we didn't get to Quebec, which is very disappointing for me.
But the door is wide open, so whenever you're ready and available, we're on to this. Listen, I'm going to let you go, Gavin. You've been very generous.
Thanks so much, Kev. I really appreciate your time, man.
Thanks for yours. Thank you.
Later, bro.
Bye-bye.